KSA News, I'm John Schaefer. This week, there's no relief at the nation's airports as everyone returns from their Christmas vacation.
Believe me, from now until the new year, every day is going to be an adventure.
Patty Mancha from the TSA says travelers should anticipate long lines as this travel season has set new records. Many holiday travelers are not accustomed to airports, and for half of them, this is the only time of year they navigate airport security. Mancha's advice for those traveling through New Year's? Arrive at the airport early. An influential advisor to Israel's prime minister is in Washington for meetings today. Ron Dermer, the Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs, is anticipated to engage in discussions about the conflict in Gaza with senior White House officials and members of Congress. This visit coincides with ongoing efforts by the U.S. to urge Israel to reduce its military activities in Gaza. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are set to head to Mexico amid a surge in migrants crossing the southern border. The Secretary of State, Secretary of Homeland Security, and the White House Homeland Security Advisor all scheduled to meet with the President of Mexico on Wednesday to explore immediate measures the two nations can implement to tackle challenges at the border. A recent study is indicating a direct association between COVID infections and heart attacks.
The likelihood of having a heart attack seems to increase after an episode of COVID, especially among older Americans.
Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez notes that this differs from the widely reported arrhythmias, current research revealing that the virus has the capability to infect the blood supply to the heart. If you're heading out for some post-Christmas bargain hunting, you won't be alone. Retailers indicate that today ranks as the second busiest shopping day of the year, surpassed only by Black Friday. According to an American Express poll, 57% of respondents plan to visit malls after Christmas to buy presents for themselves. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
In response to last week's ruling that disqualified former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot, Denver police are enhancing security measures for the Colorado Supreme Court. The Denver Police Department has announced an investigation into threats against the justices and has deployed additional patrols around their residences. Concurrently, the FBI is conducting its own investigation into the threats. Today is a huge day for returns and exchanges. Good news is Walmart and Amazon are giving you until the end of January to return a gift, less time for returning electronics. The amount of returns is expected to be 28% higher this year than last. The Better Business Bureau says make sure that you bring your ID with you when making a return in store and to keep the item in its original packaging as best you can. Could offering to return a beverage container be the key to landing that next job? One top company manager says it's been a go-to tactic for finding his best job candidates.
It's also generated some heated discussion on social media. Australian executive Trent Innes recently spoke of this candidate interview approach on The Venture podcast with Lambros Fotios. He explained that after offering a candidate a beverage during an interview, the candidates who return the empty cup are often more likely to get the job. Critics of the tactic say it's an unfair evaluation method. Innes says it helps to ensure a proper culture fit. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.